People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get Drinka some tissue.
I literally ate, slept, breathed Kevin Gates and the career and sure. The music.
Women, we're naturally multipliers. We're yes. Gonna make some stuff happen. If you give us just a little bit to work
that's
with,
it.
We're going to explore. The public has their opinion of how you live your life and mm-hmm. how you've been able to do what you do.
That shit is not easy. It's very difficult. I experience anger, hurt, betrayal, manipulation, whatever.
Tell me about that journey.
I actually ended up having to stay in the hospital because the people, they like damn near killed me. I saw the vision, like, you know, and I was doing it for the betterment of my family as a whole.
Can I help you make millions teaching this course? Like, I can really help you put this together. This is what I do. I'm like, can I help you? Some people use Adderall. I use frequency music.
Hey, okay. That's what you do with them.
Bullshit is what I'm going to call it.
Literally.
Self-pleasure practices, because that could go so many different ways.
So many different ways.
Can I have a girl crush? I got a girl crush. Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, where I sit down and have conversations with entrepreneurs who have amazing journeys and they are ready to share their journey transparently with you. And today, you guys, I am super excited because I have a guest here that I'm going to get to know in real time right along with you guys. I've been waiting for this conversation to happen all week. And without further ado, we're just going to go ahead and jump right into the beautiful, the naturally beautiful Miss Drinka Gates sitting here. Hi, Drinka.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
Yes. You know what? If I'm being honest, first impression, you seem to be a lot like more shy than I would expect. I would have expected you to be like a little bit more like out there. And
I wouldn't say that I'm like an extrovert. I can be shy, but when I warm up, like I'm up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you could tell our audience a little bit about what you do, We'll get started.
All right. So my name is Drinka Gates. I've spent like 17 years, well, the majority of my life working in the music industry as music manager. And at the top of 2021, I ventured into my own wellness company. I started up my own wellness company, and I've also ventured into cannabis. So that's the space that I'm in now. I'm in health and wellness.
Okay. Health yes. and wellness. And so you've been in the music. Are you still actively in the music industry?
No, I'm not.
No. But that's where you got your start in terms of business.
Oh,
entrepreneurship.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. From a child, really a baby, 2006 to 2022.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously we'll talk a little bit about that journey, but today, are the cannabis business and the wellness brand the same business, or these are two totally different things?
No. They're two totally different entities. So I have Drika Wellness, which is the wellness brand, mm-hmm. and Love's Harvest is my cannabis brand.
Okay. Love's yes. Harvest is the cannabis brand.
Yes.
What developed the interest for cannabis?
I feel like it's all just like, it goes hand in hand. Like if cannabis was legal, it would be underneath my Drika Wellness umbrella. Mm. Because for me, like it's medicinal, like it's a plant, it's very healing, and it has many good medicinal properties that are very beneficial for all for us.
Where are you from, Drika?
I'm from Louisiana.
Where? Me too.
Really?
I'm from New Orleans.
Okay. I mean, my family's from New Orleans, but I was born and raised in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what brought you to, you live in?
Mississippi now. That's home base.
On a farm, right?
On a farm.
On a farm.
Yes.
We have a lot to talk about. Because on a farm is not the usual thing that you hear. So yeah. let's start there. How did you end up in Mississippi from Louisiana?
Okay, so 2009, I'm gonna actually go back before then.
Okay.
2017, we bought the farm. It's a blueberry farm in Mississippi. It was just supposed to be a place for us to just go, mm-hmm. for my family, for us to just go and kind of like regroup, mm-hmm. and like recharge after just like touring for damn near the entire school year. I mean, it's, I said school year, but you know, the entire year.
Yeah.
And at the end of 2019, I had like this kind of like awakening, epiphany, I want to call it. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, we were in California at the time and I just wanted to leave and mm-hmm. go to the farm. And so, right in the middle of our move, COVID hit, and it was kind of like, wow, like I'm glad I actually made the decision to leave and go to the farm. And so that's how I ended up there. And I love it. That's where I like transformed. That's where I kind of like stepped into my power. So
out of all the places that you've seen and been yes. to, it's the blueberry farm for you.
Yes, it is. And I've been all over the world. It's the blueberry farm.
It's the blueberry farm for you. Are you yes. like so committed to the farm? Like one of my favorite things to do is to step outside in nature with bare feet.
Yes.
And someone made a joke like a year or so ago and asked me if I was a tree hugger. And my response was like, actually go and try hugging a tree and you'll love it.
Man, like in real life, you yeah. will. And I'm one of those people too. Like I go outside and walk barefoot as much as I can because people don't understand like the health benefits of doing that. Mm-hmm. Just like mentally, spiritually, and also like physically, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I do that.
Is that a space that you kind of grew into like over time?
Yes, it is. Because like, growing up as a kid, I would go outside and play, but bugs and all that, that was not me.
Yeah.
At that time. Yeah, but now.
There's a lot of bugs on the
exactly.
farm.
Exactly.
So this is all blueberries. You don't have any animals.
Oh, yes. I have lots of animals. Okay. Yes.
What are you doing with this farm? Like, is this revenue generating? Is this a passion project? Like, what are you doing with the farm? And like, what's the goal for farm ownership? You don't meet too many people who own a farm.
Right, right. So the farm is really like a sanctuary. It's an oasis. It's really like a passion project. It's like a place for my family to just be there and just to live and experience mm-hmm. life differently than what we're normally used to, which right. is, you know, being in the industry, being on the road all the time. But I'm really building like an oasis there. Mm-hmm. I always go back to, you know, on Coming to America, when you see the elephants walking around yes. and all that, like that's no, kind of where I'm going.
Paint the picture for me. You're on this farm and I'm imagining like Little House on the Prairie kind of farm.
Nah.
Is this more luxurious than that? Or
it's getting there and it will be that. So okay. like at the end of this year, like I'm starting to build our forever home, which is like a dream home. It's fully custom like to us and our needs. But yeah, it's getting there. There was nothing there, but it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress for
sure.
Oh,
yes.
But do we have cows running rampant outside?
So what I do have, we have cattle, but they're like on another property.
Okay.
But we have peacocks, we have camels, alpacas, goats, tortoises, ducks.
Do you interact with these animals?
Of course, yes.
This is like really your thing.
This is really my thing,
y'all.
First
of all, Drika, talk to me because... You literally, music industry,
yes.
I want to back up just a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
And you got started in music. Tell yeah. us about, what were you supposed to do? The little girl in you, 13, 14, 15 years old, what was she supposed to do? in life.
She was supposed to do what she's doing now. Ooh. But like for real. Okay. I kind of like, you know, got off course a little bit, but she's supposed to do what she's doing now. Mm-hmm. But I actually went to college to be a doctor because I always wanted to help people. I like felt like I was a healer. You know what I'm saying? So I went to school to be a doctor.
What kind of doctor?
I wanted to be a pediatrician.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't finish, of course. Right. I dropped out after like 2 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Med school is hard.
Yeah.
College is hard. Yeah. I dropped out after 2 years too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to be a doctor. We're yes. a long way from
we're
a doctor.
We're a long way from
but,
a doctor.
But your mom.
Yes.
So you've been doctoring there.
I sure have sure. been. Yes. Okay.
So the 13-year-old you would have been a doctor.
Yes.
A pediatrician specifically. But yes. we got off course.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you decide like this isn't for me? I want to do something different.
Well, it was like while I was in college, I was also with my husband at that time. Okay. And I just saw something in him that was just amazing. He's always been a writer and okay. he started like making music. And to be honest with you, I was bored in college. Like in my high school year, I was taking college courses. Gotcha. And everybody knows the first 2 years of college is like a bunch of just general ed courses. For sure. So it's like, what the hell? You For know, sure. like this isn't fun.
Yeah.
And so I went to him one day and I was like, you should really take this serious. Like, do you want to take this serious? Because I think you should.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, let's do it. And so I dropped out of college and I started just like spearheading his career, figuring it out as I went.
Behind every man
is an even stronger
woman.
Yes.
I always love these stories. I feel so much like I'm single.
Yeah.
I'm not married yet, but I feel so much that even with all the things that I've been able to accomplish in life,
mm-hmm.
My purpose is not going to be fulfilled until I do that, what you do. Like help someone, help a man.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
And who has a dream, who has a built-in talent, who mm-hmm. kind of has a vision for his life.
Yes.
And say, you know what? I recognize this in you. Let's multiply that.
Man, yes. Like that at the... Okay, I have chills right now. No, because that's real talk. Like, I really don't like the what's going on right now with the women just like talking down on men and men mm-hmm. ain't shit. And mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. no. Like... Yeah, like I feel like man and woman, like we're here to help one another. We're here to lift one another, each other up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm here to support you. You're here to support me. Mm-hmm. You're my king. I'm your queen. Mm-hmm. Like let's do this.
Let's
you know what I'm saying?
Let's do this. Let's do this in harmony.
Yes.
Let's be willing to learn from each other.
Yes.
Accept leadership from each other.
Exactly.
It goes both ways.
It sure
I love
does.
That so much. That's a beautiful position to have been in, to be able to contribute on a scale that you contributed.
Yeah.
What was your area? Like, what was your shine? There's so many women, and I'm asking you this yeah. because there's so many women who's got that man, girl.
Yeah.
They got that man and he got all the vision in the world.
Right, right.
But he's not putting the pieces together yeah. fast enough.
Yes.
He's not. Give us some tips on how to really come in, step in and say, because every man doesn't want it.
Yeah.
Every man doesn't want it. Some men want women to kind of play the position of seeing I'm the leader
mm-hmm.
and I'm the provider and yeah. that's that. And they're not comfortable enough just yet.
Exactly.
So how do you first get in a situation or maneuver through a situation where mm-hmm. you're comfortable being that backbone, mm-hmm. really leading the charge.
It's all about, I'm not going to say it's a game, but at the end of the day, like, you still have to make that man feel like a man, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And not overpowering him, not talking down to him, not, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Just really being there to uplift and support, mm-hmm. you know? And it's a fine line with that, because you could easily get into that mommy role and you should be doing this, da, 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 but you have to catch yourself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not here to be their mothers. Mm-hmm. We're here to really just to be of support. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because they need us and we need them at the end of the day.
For sure. So I'm a business coach. Yes. By nature, and I work with a lot of entrepreneurs uh-huh. and I help them like scale their businesses and all this stuff. Amazing. So one of the things that I struggle with is, you know, I meet ambitious men all the time.
Yes.
One of the things that I struggle with, in full transparency,
yes,
is always becoming their coach.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay,
yeah,
I might rather coach you than date you.
Right.
So I am trying to, like, at what point do you say, okay, I'm going to date you for this period of time. I see what you have going on.
Yeah.
Then I'll step in. Like, what would you recommend that look like?
So for me, you have to have a balance in that, because full transparency, Drika got caught up in the business aspect of it and always putting business first and forgetting to be the wife, but mm-hmm. not being more the wife than the business partner.
For sure.
You know? So it's really, and every situation is different, but you have to find that balance. And also catch yourself. Mm-hmm. Be truthful and honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And your man, he will probably be truthful and honest with you too about, hey, like, I need you to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Down just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Let's go to dinner and not talk business.
Exactly. Yeah. That part, you
because
know?
Because I get so caught up in that part.
I know. Mm. I'm one of those people. I've been there before, but I really had to like step back.
But that's love to me.
It is. Look, that's me. I'm like, you didn't see what I did for you? Like, that is my love language.
That is love to me.
Yes.
Yeah. I am. So when it comes to love languages, I'm all of them. Like, I need all of them. I don't believe that I can thrive in a relationship in which one of them don't present themselves at some point.
Right.
But when I tell you, let me be the strategy behind your talent, baby.
Right.
I got you. You hear me?
Okay. What is your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
That's okay.
Okay. What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo, but we're both like earth signs. Mm-hmm. We're very grounded and we're like the people that get shit done.
We're the people that get shit done.
Yes.
What qualified you to be that person though? Like, You didn't have any experience in the music industry.
None.
And really all you had to work with, so to speak, was an incredible guy who mm-hmm. had talent as an artist.
Yes.
But you come in on the business, like, you got to be real confident to tell somebody, like, let's turn this up. What qualified you, or what did you do?
I had a vision. I saw it and I believed in it. And one thing that this is advice to like everyone, you have to trust in yourself, trust in your own vision. Like, don't look outside for outside validation. Don't look to other people to tell you that, yes, that's something that you should do. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, they're going to also come with the negativity too and tell you that maybe that isn't what you should do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of that, but I trusted in myself and the vision that I saw and had for, you know, everything. So
I love that. Trust in yourself, believe in the person that you're supporting.
Yes.
And trust in your ability to get it done.
Yes.
That's more important than anything. Listen, women, we're naturally multipliers. We're going to make some stuff happen. If you give us just a little bit to work
with,
we're going to explore it. So 17 years in that industry.
Yes.
What was that like? Listen, first of all, it's a lot of crazy stuff happening in the music industry right now.
Yes.
And I am just pleased that you are here and you are sane and you are.
We've been having a lot of conversations about this.
There's a lot of stuff happening in the music industry right now. But what was the experience like for you?
I said I had tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally ate, slept, breathed, like, Kevin Gates and the career and the music. So that's what it was for me. But it was, like I said, we spent 80 to 90% of the entire year on the road, touring overseas in the country. Like,
what was your role?
Oh, I was manager. I played every single role. I was the manager, the business manager, the booking agent, the DJ, I literally played every single possible role that you could.
You know what would be a good idea? Why don't you teach class?
Like, everyone has said this. Yes.
Okay. Because the business coach in me can't help myself right now.
I know.
Why don't you create a class? Because there are so many people right now with the nature of the music industry, booking and exposure, PR, those are the things that are setting you apart. It's not really the record deal necessarily.
Yeah, anymore. No. Oh, hell no. And that's never been the case, because even when you get a deal, you just have a deal.
Yeah.
You better have your people in there on those people's asses behind those desks getting shit done.
You better talk that talk. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody else has to be working, you know?
I love that. Somebody has to handle your business.
Yes.
Can I help you make millions teaching this course? Like, I can really help you put this together. This is what I do. I'm like, can I help you? Can I be the battery in your back?
I'm so open to it. It's just like, there's so many things that I want to do.
You're
doing like
a lot.
Yeah.
So you go through 17 years in music.
Yes.
At that time, you also start having some babies.
Yes.
You become a mom.
Yes, yes.
Did you find it difficult when you became a mom to balance everything that now you have to show up as a wife?
Mm-hmm.
You have to show up as almost an operations person in the business of Kevin Gates.
Yes.
But then to the music industry, you have to be this boss. Mm-hmm. You have to be the point of contact. You're the go through kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have the babies.
Yes.
And you have to be mom.
Yes.
Tell me about that journey.
That was very, very difficult. And in the very beginning, when my babies were born, when they were in utero, I'm on stage, I'm backstage. When they were born, they were in a kangaroo pouch backstage with the earmuffs on while I'm working.
Yes.
You know, so I had them with me for as long as I felt that they were with me and comfortable. But once they started like walking around, I would let them go and like stay with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we eventually like got a nanny to help, because it's hard. You know what I'm saying? And it was hard to even let my daughter go and stay with my mom. Like, while we were on tour, I actually cried the first time. I had to because it was like, I didn't want my baby to go. I wanted my baby to be with me on the road, but that wasn't what was best for her, you know? It was very difficult.
How many kids do you have?
Two.
You have two children.
Yes.
And how old are they?
9 and 11.
9 and 11. And it was your 11-year-old that you like, I don't know about this.
What?
You were nervous about.
Oh, yes. Like the separation. But like when my son came, it was like, okay, we've done this already. Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Do you guys homeschool your kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The schools today, they're just like way too progressive for me.
Way too progressive. Oh, these kids are adulting.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to need y'all to be homeschooled.
These kids are for sure adulting these days. So you've become a parent. Mm-hmm. During that journey, the time apart is obviously really difficult.
Yes.
And I want to sit here for a minute, because there are so many women, especially, there are men as well, but usually the burden of parenthood, and I use burden loosely.
Yeah.
And the reason that I use burden here is because outside of being a mother who's loving and caring and doting and all of those things, the burden is I don't get to do these things because I have to be here for you in this way.
Yes.
And there is no other option, right?
Yes.
And some people would say, oh, that's just what happens when you decide to be a mother.
Yeah.
But you're a career woman.
Yes.
You've got stuff going on and you're trying to balance it all, right?
Yes.
It becomes burden-like to have to maneuver in this way. And some women are moms right now. They're looking at you and they're like, you did this with two kids on the road, traveling. Mm-hmm. What was it in you that said, I can't give up? Like, why didn't you just become a stay-at-home wife?
Oh my gosh, you're about to make me cry.
Oh, sorry.
I saw the vision, like, you know, and I was doing it for the embetterment of my family as a whole, you know. I'm sorry, like, you really make me cry.
Let's get Drika some tissue.
Sorry.
I'm so, no. I love this because this is what people need to see. This back end journey, you are all over blogs and you've got millions of followers on the internet. They get to see the well put together Drika, but this is the part that touches hearts, like, and changes lives. Drika, people need to really be clear. Like,
I know.
Why didn't you just say, you know what? We got money. We can do this. I can just be a stay at home mom and not just be. I don't want to be disrespectful.
To because that's a job within itself. Yeah.
That's a thing. But what made you say, like, did you have an upbringing or a potential situation that you're afraid to go back to? Like, what made you say, I'm not going to stop this?
The me wanting better, like, for my kids and for my family. That's what it was. It was like, I feel like everything, even me coming back out right now, like, again, I could be on my phone. I'm on the farm, like, literally in retirement mode. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, no. One, I have a message for everyone. Like, I have a lot of knowledge to share with everyone. You know, that's first and foremost. And then second is that when, now I grew up like in a well-off family, like upper middle class, you know, but I still had to work my ass off.
Yeah.
And I feel like, no, my kids aren't going to have to do this. They're going to be able to step into whatever business they choose of ours that we have and run it. Or if they decide they want to be a baker, like my daughter, she wants to own her own bakery. Like, I'm helping her. I'm grooming her to do that, you know, and to not have to struggle, to not have to bust her ass. So that's what it was. And I'm like wanting to cry because it has been so difficult being away from them, like being on the road, being away from my kids. Like, I literally like cried when I had to hand my daughter over to my mom, you know, and it's like, I'm so grateful that my kids have an understanding, you know, of like just the industry and work, well, hard work. They understand the value of it. But that shit is not easy. It's very difficult, but I know that they understand, you know, and they love and respect me like to the fullest.
You know what I love most about this moment right now is you made mention of coming from a well-off family. So people already think it's easy. The public has their opinion of how you live your life and how you've been able to do what you do. I hear a mother that says, yes, I came from a well-off family. Yes, I have a well-off husband, but I'm also a well-off woman,
right?
I hear that coming from you. I hear you saying that though those things were true, they weren't easy.
Not at all. Not at all. Like I said, like, I could be sitting around right now and living off of, you know what I'm saying? The 17 years of work, but no, like, there is more, you know? There's more.
Well, not only is there more, as women, a lot of times, especially when we come from well-off families, did you grow up in a two-parent household?
Yes, I had both my parents.
So we grow up in well-off families, and we have mom and dad, and we become daddy's little girl. And then you go off and you get married, and you become your husband's, you know, baby and all these things. There can introduce a time period where you don't, where you're fighting to feel significant.
Yep.
Because you've got all this power around you. You were born, so you're like fighting for your voice, right? And when I'm looking at you, I feel like I'm almost seeing my daughter in you. We didn't come from a well-off family, but I grew up very, very middle class. And there was a part of my journey where I stumbled into poverty on my own because I just didn't have good financial habits, right? And unfortunately, the beginning of my daughter's existence, well, the very beginning was great. But then, you know, middle school age, things were really, really hard. And she's got to see me at a time build what I've been able to build. But at that stage where these are the memories that she has, she only has memories of that down cycle because I talk about it and share it so much. But the memories that she has right now are her mom is great. Her mom's a hard worker. Her mom is, you know, successful. And sometimes I think like that could be traumatic as well. Because now you are, even though these things are great blessings, now your kids are like, I've got to be just as great. I've got to be just as wonderful. And I've got to do something really big with my life. And I love that you said, my daughter wants to own a bakery and I support that.
Oh, yes, fully. Because I also,
growing up, like I had this, and a lot of women, a lot of people in general could relate to this, feeling like I wasn't doing enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I always feel like I had to do more and more and more and more. And it's like, I never push that on my kids. If that's your passion, that's what you want to do, I fully support you in that, because I know what me following my passion, where that got me, you know? So I'm all for it. Like, baby, what do you need from me? Like, you need to take some classes, like, you know? So I'm full support.
Yes. What point did you, like, branch off? You say, okay, we did 17 good strong years together with me in this role.
Yes.
What was the decision like for you to say, I'm stepping out of this role?
It was, so COVID hit. COVID was like a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because at that point in time, COVID hit, you know, the entertainment world shut down. It was, you were doing concerts on your on the computer. Yeah. You know, live streaming
concerts on Instagram, praying to get a versus.
Man, yes. Like, there was no work, you know? And then, like, at the top of 2021, that's where I finally, like, launched my Drika Wellness. Mm-hmm. And it just felt good, because it was like, you know, I love the music industry. I love music in general, but it was like, it was my time to like move on from that, you know, like, and COVID was that was the turning point for that, you know?
And this is like, this is your thing, your
idea. This is my thing, my idea.
This is your idea. Isn't it wonderful to be living in the reward of your own idea?
Oh man, it is beyond rewarding.
Drika, it's not easy to do.
No, it's not.
You wake up every single day and you look at your life and you're like, this is because I went for my own idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that shit is beyond rewarding.
Beyond rewarding.
Like, it really makes you feel unstoppable. It makes you feel like you can do anything. Mm. Like, anything.
Mm-hmm. Listening to you and just feeling your energy, I believe that. Like, whatever you want to do, you're going to do it. And whatever vision you have for this wellness brand and the cannabis brand, like, it will absolutely come into fruition.
Yes.
So we're in 2021.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, music isn't doing what it should be doing right now. Let's transition into something else. Was wellness always a part? Like, are you vegan? Do you have a lifestyle that always supported that? Or was it like a newfound hobby because of COVID?
No, health and wellness is something that I've always been into. Like, I wanted to become a doctor because I was always, you know, into health and wellness. But what really steered me towards that, I guess, health and wellness and being like holistic and being eating clean and, was back in, I don't know what year it was, but in 2000 and...
Hey, CEO Donnie Wiggins here, and I am so excited to announce my new mentorship group is dropping. You may have already heard about it, but I wanted you to hear it from the horse's mouth, directly from me. My new mentorship group, Actionable CEO, for entrepreneurs who are interested in professional growth, personal growth, and financial growth. You want to learn from me. Y'all have been asking for this for the last 3 years, and I have finally brought Actionable CEO back to serve you. Every single week, direct mentorship from me. You will also hear from other people who are in my community that I believe will be greatly impactful to you. You're going to get behind the scenes. We're going to be spending some time together live. This is not pre-recorded. This is live mentorship. So if you are an entrepreneur and you want to be connected, feel connected, you want to elevate your brand, you want to elevate your life, you want to elevate your level of success, Actionable CEO is for you. ActionableCEO.com. See you there.
I don't know the year. I was like 21 years old, and I actually had a breast reduction.
Okay.
It was supposed to be an outpatient surgery. I was 135 pounds with size 34G breasts.
Natural?
Natural.
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 What?
Natural.
Got
I was
it from
a little
your mama?
Thick. Yes.
Oh my God.
From my mom's side of family. Yes, I did. And they were literally weighing me down. I had like grooves in my shoulders, and like, it was a medical necessity for me to have the surgery.
Okay.
Like, insurance paid for it and everything. Like, it was serious.
Yeah.
And I actually ended up having to stay in the hospital because the people, they like damn near killed me. Yes. And so from then on, it was like, I vowed to like never step like in a hospital or a fucking doctor's office
again.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Yeah. So that really, really like kind of scared me scared me away from like the Western ways of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And so now you've been on this journey. We've got the wellness brand. Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. Like, what's the intent behind the wellness brand?
It's really just me sharing like all of the tricks, tips, and tools that I've learned like along my journey. Like, I have the skincare line, mm-hmm. which is all like custom formulas that I've created myself that I use myself day and skin, night.
Honey, do you see her skin? Do you see her skin? The skin is skinning for
thank
sure.
You.
The hair, the skin, like I'm just
thank
like,
you,
everything.
Thank you.
So
thank
you're exuding you. The result of what you're selling right now,
yes.
what you're producing. Okay,
yes.
So skincare.
Yes.
What else do we have?
And I'm also just like little wellness tinctures, like immunity boosters. And then I also have this tincture, it's called Open for Love. Mm-hmm. And that's really just like, if you kind of feeling up tight or tense about something, you just take like a few dropperfuls of that and it'll really just like relax you and just literally like open you up to mm-hmm. be able to receive.
And like, these are holistic.
Everything is holistic. Everything is clean. It's all plant-based. Yeah.
Wow.
All from the earth.
Okay. So, you know, we're in our era of health and wellness.
Yes, 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 yes.
And so many people are open to it and receptive to creating new habits right now, just because of all the things that are going on in the
yeah.
world. Every time you turn around, somebody got cancer and, you know, people are just dying way too young. So we
yes.
are in this era of accepting that we got to do something
right.
different, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you getting this message out?
Oh my gosh. That's what I'm using, Drika Wellness. I'm doing it through that because
okay.
I'm sharing also just other tools that I'm working on. It's just a process, you know, it's
yeah,
a process.
It's a process.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like years of, you know, just things that I've learned along the way that have helped me mm-hmm. that I plan to share with like the world really and mm-hmm. the people that gravitate towards it, like thank you. And the people are really like they're loving it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I try.
We gotta try it. Make sure we get some of that, Brie. We gotta
I got you.
I am into all this. So I have a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you might laugh at my routine. So I am just getting started.
Not
really. It's been a couple of years, but every single day. What, Kia? Every single day. So in here, I keep cold coconut water for the electrolytes. Yeah.
I love coconut water.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Keep
because I work out like 5 days a week now. And I was weaning myself off of pre-workout because it's
yeah.
just full of caffeine.
Yeah.
Unnatural caffeine.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
So I'm like into the coconut water for
mm-hmm.
the electrolytes. And then I drink 8 ounces of water with 15 drops of chlorophyll. Yes. Am I onto something?
Yes, I sell chlorophyll.
With my chlorophyll, with my chlorophyll water, I take my vitamin D and my vitamin Bs in the morning.
Oh.
And I do zinc, magnesium, and L-lysine at night.
Oh my gosh.
Put me on. Am I
no,
onto
you
something?
Are
do I have a routine?
On it. No, seriously, you do. Like
okay.
that is amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys do you have collagen?
I don't. Because it's not something that I'm going to look into that.
We got to
yes,
get a good collagen.
Yes.
Because your girl is, I do collagen as well every
okay.
single day. And I honestly believe this routine that I have, that
mm-hmm.
I've had now for the last maybe 4 years.
Wow.
This plus the fact that I don't be letting anybody's son stress me out. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
I'm 45, right?
And you look amazing.
Thank you.
I wouldn't have never guessed that.
I am 45 and
wow.
I swear by this routine.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that the biggest part is not letting stress affect me internally. Like obviously stress is going to happen in life,
mm-hmm.
right? But you can absorb stress.
Yes.
There are levels to how you deal with stress.
Yes.
And I would imagine that with the life that you live,
mm-hmm.
there are so many moments where stress can infiltrate
mm-hmm.
your brain energy.
Yes.
How do you manage your stress?
I have learned different tools to like process. I call it processing life's experiences.
Okay.
So if you think back to like a toddler, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they could be on the floor kicking and screaming 1 second and literally maybe a minute or two later, they're walking around like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Like we as adults have that ability. It's just that we get away, mm-hmm. we have gotten away from that. But what I have done is I've actually learned the tools to be able to process life's experiences. So I don't stay stuck in it. Mm-hmm. Of course I experienced it. I experienced anger, hurt, betrayal, manipulation, whatever. Mm-hmm. I experienced all of those. Yeah, everything. And every emotion is valid. Mm-hmm. But I know how to process it now.
Yeah.
And yeah.
How'd you learn this?
I actually worked with a spiritual psychologist for like almost 3 years. And he's amazing. And he taught me some amazing tools. His book, it's called The Clarity Cleanse.
Oh, I need it. Let me put that in my phone right now.
Please do. The Clarity Cleanse. Okay.
The Clarity Cleanse.
Yes.
And this is life-changing.
It's life-changing. Okay. Like right. Everything that's in this book is what I learned from him firsthand.
Okay. I'm on it. Listen, yeah. One thing that I am is a reader.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing that I am is a reader. And mm-hmm. when I tell you I'm getting this book, like I am taking notes on the podcast. You hear me? This is a
first. I love it.
You know what I mean? Y'all,
the Clarity Cleanse.
The Clarity Cleanse. What else do you have for us? Like, because y'all, I wish y'all could feel her vibration right now. I am really into, so one of the things that I do to manage stress, I intentionally reprogram my energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, yes, that's what I do. It's
so we vibrate at a frequency internally, right? Because our bodies are made up of more than 70% water.
Yep.
Water flowing through us is a frequency. That's why you can hear it. You can feel it. And so there are these frequencies like on YouTube or on, you know, calm meditations, whatever you want to use. And I'm like, what do I need to feel today?
Yes.
And it could be like the energy of positive, you know, in my home, when I leave my home, I turn on a positive energy frequency and I just let it play through my speaker the whole time. Because when I walk back in, I want to walk into that energy. And it really, really works. If you do this, you will go out and fight the world. And if you bring that across your threshold, now your home accumulates these memories of toxic feelings and negative energy. So I am really intentional about trying to counter all of that. You can't avoid everything.
Yeah, no, you can't.
But you can help it.
Yes, you can. You can. Life is always lifing, but that is amazing and very true. It's just like people say, oh, I could feel the tension when I walk into the room. Yes you can feel the tension in the room.
Turn
you
on know? 538 hertz frequency music, baby. Like yes. Turn on YouTube. And it will really shift you.
It really will.
Listen, some people use Adderall. I use frequency music.
Okay.
I will be at home sitting, working. Like I'll find myself drifting off to sleep sometimes when I'm like lacking motivation and I'm sitting on my sofa because it's not easy to work from home.
No, it's not.
And I will like get up and like, okay, put on that 728 real
quick.
Because we need the energy of abundance and we need the energy of productivity and all these things.
Yes.
Oh my God, I love it when I meet people who are
same. Yes, but no, that's very true.
Yes. So you have been really intentional about your own healing spiritual journey.
Yes.
Have you ever gone on a spiritual retreat?
I sure have.
Yes. One of my favorite places is in Arizona.
Okay. So I took like a solo trip to Sedona.
Sedona is that deal, girl. But so is Scottsdale is also another good place. But it's a little bit more vibey. Okay. There's a little bit more happening. But Sedona, gosh, what was the name of the resort we went to? I forgot. There's two there that are really, really dope. I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to tell you. Okay, okay. I'm like, is it Enchantment?
No, but I have to go
okay,
to.
Okay.
What's our resort? So I have a girlfriend who is on the same thing that I'm on.
That's
Sanctuary.
Okay. I'm about to check them
out. You got to go to Sanctuary. And it's a resort on Camelback Mountain.
Okay.
And it's just in the middle of nothing.
Yes.
And my friends would say, oh, what are you doing on this vacation? And I'm like,
nothing. People don't get it. Nothing.
Nothing. And the first time I did this, I was on the tail end of a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to try something different. Yeah. Like that breakup, we were both ready for the breakup, And so there was not really any like, there was no depression or anything like that. I just needed to cleanse and prepare myself for what was next.
Yes.
And I wanted to do something different. Like I've done the beaches and I've done all those things. And so I went to Arizona. And I went, it was like in December, end of the year. And there was this group in the hotel that was offering a meditation experience, right? And so I paid for this meditation experience package. Mm-hmm. But when I went down, because it's around New Year's time, when I went there, there were just way too many people.
Yeah.
And the lady said to me, the instructor, she said, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. And I said, oh, well, I was hoping for a little bit more kind of peace and quiet.
Yeah.
And small group settings.
Yeah.
Girl, they had an option for you to do it by yourself in your room.
Oh.
Like they had the speaker and the yoga mat and all amazing. The things. And that changed my life.
I already know.
Now I have to go on this type of retreat at least twice a year.
Yes.
You need that to pour back into you.
Yes.
What are the things you're doing to pour back into you, Jessica?
The same thing, ma'am. I just started back doing my meditations where I call them self-pleasure practices.
Ooh, let me write that down. Wait. Self-pleasure practices, because that could go so many different ways.
So many different ways.
Tell me more about that.
So, I mean, some of them actually include, so we're going to have to talk after this. Like, for real. I took this 3-month course. It's called Ladder to Bliss. And I met the lady who does the course in Tulum.
Okay.
And it's amazing. It's about using like our sexual energy, which is also our creative energy and our energy that we use to manifest things. Mm. But we use that energy to heal ourselves and to heal like old stories, old behaviors. Yes, it's amazing.
Really?
Yes.
Is this a course that's available to the public?
Yes.
I need that.
It is.
Yes. We're gonna talk after.
Yes. But yeah, self-pleasure practices is really just like loving on yourself. You can get out the shower and have your oil and you can go from like from head to toe and just thanking your feet for, you know, carrying you throughout the day. Like it's so amazing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's like one of the practices that I do, just like just loving on myself.
Loving on yourself.
Yes.
Yo, I can't wait to get home and take these clothes off and go love on myself.
Like for real.
I'm so serious.
I'm dead serious too.
When I express gratitude, like I pray in the shower. That's mm-hmm. my preferred place to shower. And one of the things that I thank God for is full use of my physical abilities, my mental ability, my spiritual feeling and all these things. But I never thought to like touch on myself. Like,
yes.
Thank you shoulder for shouldering.
Yes.
Thank you for bearing this weight for me today.
Yes.
Thank you feet for allowing me to get to and from where I needed to go.
Yes.
Drinka, first of all, you don't even understand. You, can I have a girl crush? I got a you girl can. Crush. No, seriously.
Yes.
This is, okay. So you've got the self-pleasure practices.
Yes.
What else do you do to like, when you're really feeling like, you need to prioritize Drika in this moment. What does that look like?
I shut out everybody. My phone is on do not disturb.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if the sky is falling. Like, mm-hmm. leave me be. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I get really selfish with myself mm-hmm. because that's what it's going to take at the end of the day. Like, we have to be in a constant cycle of, like, releasing and then filling ourselves back up.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so that is what I try to do, like, on the regular, because our cups can get so full to where our kids could come and try to give us a hug and tell us how much they love us. And we might snap at them because mm-hmm. we're just like,
not right now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, because we haven't been given to ourselves. So yeah. I just try to make sure that I'm always pouring back in.
You are so calm. And yeah. Just your energy is, I'm telling you, your energy is just so good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but to think about some of the hardship, I think, the public criticism and things mm-hmm. that, you know, happen. And it, you're giving me, like, it just bounces off of me.
Yeah.
Like, this orb around me can't be penetrated.
Yeah.
When you go through, because, you know, every celebrity and influencer has their cycle of when it's their turn.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes, girl, it's your turn.
Yeah, I had mine.
So every now and then, it's been your turn. How do you cope in a situation like that? Like, your kids, I guess, are not, like, on social media like that.
No, my kids aren't. So you don't have
that to worry about.
Yeah.
But what do you do? Because this is important, because there are people who have not moved forward with an idea mm-hmm. because their idea could be controversial or their idea could be something that's held at high level of judgment. And they're mm-hmm. like, I'm not doing it because I'm afraid of what those people are going to say.
Right.
How do you maneuver anyway? and I use anyway on purpose. How do you do it anyway around these critics who are judging you from their sofa and their cell phone?
Man, I learned that no matter what I do, mm-hmm. people are always going to have their own narrative. They're going to have their own story mm-hmm. of what's going on. Or like, and that's something that I can't change. And I don't want to change it. Yeah. If that's how you get your kick and your feels for the day, have at it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I know what my truth is. Yeah. I know who I am. Mm-hmm. And I know who I am at the mm-hmm. end of the day, you mm-hmm. know? I also learned that a lot of things are irrelevant. Mm. So much is irrelevant. You know, the only thing that is relevant is how we relate to what's happening, mm. you know? And yeah. so that's kind of like the space that I'm in. And again, when it comes to just processing things, yes, I could hear some shit or see some shit and it might hit me. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay, y'all. That one hit. I got to regroup. I got to regroup.
Exactly. But at the same time, like I told you, I learned the tools to process all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to kick and scream, curse, scream, shout, all of that. Mm-hmm. But after I'm done doing that for however long I do that for, mm-hmm. which really isn't that long, I move on.
Yeah.
I move on.
You move on from it.
Yeah.
Because that's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
I started to study the psychology of people.
Let me tell you something. That's literally what I've been doing for the past few years. And it's amazing because once you learn, it's really all about when you change the way you relate to yourself, mm-hmm. then the way that you relate to the world changes.
The understanding that you have of other people. It's like you did some real foolish stuff.
Exactly.
But I know why you did it.
Exactly. So it's like, it doesn't, like, that shit doesn't even matter. Like,
when
that shit doesn't matter.
Understand why people do what people do.
It don't.
It just don't bother you the same way anymore. You can't allow it to. And honestly, you have a calling on your life that you can't stop here.
Exactly.
And spend too much time here. You got to keep moving.
Got to keep moving.
And sometimes these things are meant to make you tougher and to prepare you for what's to come.
They are. Look, I look at every, I'm going to use the word challenge, as an opportunity for growth. Mm-hmm. Because had it not been for these challenges, I wouldn't even be where I'm at today.
Not even where you're at
I today. Would not, mm-hmm. you know? And some of the greatest people have the most amazing stories. They really went through the struggle.
Yeah.
They experienced some shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, are you experiencing any challenges? Like, you've completely made a career shift
mm-hmm.
and you're in a space that's highly competitive, right?
Yes, it's highly competitive
in the wellness industry. Mm-hmm. And even in the cannabis industry, that is increasingly competitive as well.
Yes.
And it's hard.
It is.
It's hard.
It is.
Are you facing any challenges? Like, do you ever face any challenges with people taking you seriously with this career change?
I will say in my earlier years, not with necessarily with the career change now, because I feel like people have seen like what I've done and what I'm capable of. Okay. So it's just like, oh, she's going to make it happen. Yes. And then I don't give room for doubt.
Okay.
Because I'm doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to sound cocky or anything like that, but I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. So what is there to say? Mm-hmm. You know, of course, like when I was trying to get it, well, not when I was trying, but when I was starting to get into the cannabis space for myself, like doing my soul thing, like alone, mm-hmm. I had people, oh, well, you know, this is who cares? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit doesn't matter.
It's the workaround to everything.
There's always a solution.
We're going to find the solution. You hear me?
There's like a million different possibilities. Yeah. Like, what the hell? Yeah. Like, I don't see a roadblock. I'm going to
go around it.
Yeah.
That cone only covers this much of the lane.
Exactly.
There's some side road over here that I can navigate around.
I'm the person that's going to drive up on a sidewalk.
Yes.
To get around that.
I'll walk around this thing. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We'll get a car on the other side.
That part.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. So it's a fairly simple transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The cannabis brand.
Yes.
Is that available? Like, are you actively producing products or like, tell me about that.
So I'm finishing up construction on my first dispensary, and it's in Mississippi. So that is like the first product of this new cannabis venture is my dispensary. Mm-hmm. But after that, I do plan on rolling out my own line of products.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you attaching your face to these brands? Like, are you building a personal brand?
No, it's the name is Love's Harvest, but I mean, of course, I'm going to be attached to it, but I do want the brand to be bigger than me.
mm-hmm. one day, you know, mm-hmm. like I want it to be bigger than me. I don't want it to always have to rely on my presence, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. know,
every so, pop up, every appearance.
I don't want
just to say that. Yeah. That's a lot of hard work.
I know. I'm like, I don't want
you
it.
You might as well get back on the road.
That part.
You might as well get back on the road.
Yes. And I'm not trying to do that.
Right, so. right. I love that. Okay. So we've got the beauty brand. We can find that. And so what are your favorite products from your beauty brand?
My release today.
Or your wellness brand. I keep referring to it as a beauty brand because okay. wellness makes you beautiful.
It really does. It does. Like when you take care of yourself, like you can see it.
What are your favorite products?
My Release the Day cleanser. And I called it Release the Day because that's what we should be doing every single day.
Release the Day.
Yes.
Tell me about the inspiration behind this.
All with my journey.
Okay.
It's like I try to slip little gems in like here and there. So, and people are actually like, they're catching on to it. You know, mm-hmm. I had someone come and tell me, they were like, the way that you're teaching is amazing. Like people understand it because you can go too far into the woo-woo stuff.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And people will check out and not get it.
It becomes weird.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I feel like I have found kind of like a lane to be able to get the message across and for people to be able to receive it. Mm-hmm. So that's the way like how I kind of do it.
So your wellness brand is not just products, but it's also you educating people, teaching people.
Yes.
What is that like?
Okay. So I'm not doing it just yet.
Okay.
But I am working on a few programs.
Okay.
Yes.
Where people will be able to come and engage and just, is it learning like your thoughts and the things that you've learned over the years?
Yeah. Just the processes, the tools that we need to just be better humans, mm-hmm. you know, and the tools to master ourselves, mm-hmm. you know, because I feel like that's something that we weren't taught at a young age. And that's what I'm teaching my kids now, self-mastery. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's super important. So, yeah.
Do you believe in balance?
Hell yeah. Life is all about balance. When you asked me if I was a vegan earlier, mm-hmm. hell no. Okay. I did it years ago and I was way out of balance. Like mm-hmm. since I've been on the farm now, like I feel more balanced and I consume animal products now.
Okay.
You know, but it's all in balance. Mm-hmm. Everything has to be in balance. Mm.
Do you consume from your own farm?
Yes, I do.
Okay. First of all,
what?
I want a farm now.
Yes, I do.
I want a farm. I got to introduce you to another friend of mine okay. who has a farm and there may be some synergy there with you guys because I know you the farmer community, you guys like to like swap. What are you growing over there?
Yes.
And here's what I'm growing and send me a box. So I'll definitely make that connection. But you're consuming products from your own farm.
Yes.
I know Dreka not going outside and slaughtering pigs.
No. Okay. I haven't done no. No, I'm not doing that part.
But you will go and get the chicken eggs.
I sure will.
You will go to the coop and get the eggs?
Yes, indeed. Okay. Yes. Like I love like interacting with the animals is like a part of it too.
Yeah.
It's a part of it. Okay. It's a part of it.
Okay. So walk me through a day. You wake up on the farm and we want eggs and bacon.
Hey, look, I'm going outside. I'm sliding on my little slippers. I'm getting in my little Ranger. I'm driving up to the front, going to the chicken coop, opening up the little thing, getting the eggs and going back to the house and cooking them. And I've done that several times for the kids.
Do the kids do it too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. And I bet this is like the freshest scrambled egg. You like, can you even walk into an IHOP now? Like,
oh, hell no. I'm scared to eat eggs from
anywhere else.
I swear.
Listen, Chick-fil-A was the last of the fast food restaurants that I would eat at, right?
Yeah.
Particularly, and I don't even really love the taste of Chick-fil-A, but they had the antibiotic free chicken.
Right.
And then they just dropped a press release that said, not anymore. Not anymore.
Oh, my God.
So what am I going to do for quick food? Mm. I have no idea. Now it's time. My next level is the farm.
I was going to say meal prep. Meal prep at the house.
Maybe. I don't know. So
that'll make it faster.
Living this experience, yes. Eating off the farm, and you're prepared.
Oh, yes.
It has to also reduce the cost of like food expenses for you too.
Oh, yes. I actually calculated it one time. I don't remember the numbers, but I calculated the amount that I spent on like seeds versus like what it would cost in the stores. It was when I was in my really, really out there getting it in. But yeah, it's there is no comparison. You know what I'm saying? And it's grown from the soil. Like the soil is full of life and nutrients that our bodies need. That stuff that in the grocery stores, it's not the same.
Hey, are you a service-based entrepreneur that helps your clients or customers get some type of result, but you're struggling to post and communicate your message on social media? You don't know how to type a caption that connects and gets people's attention and converts them from just someone who's following you on social to becoming your customer or your client? Great news is, that's my superpower. So I'm sending you 3 text messages every single day, excluding major holidays, directly to your phone of exactly what you need to post to get people to buy and convert them into clients and customers. All you have to do is join my program, Post to Paid, and you can do so by texting the words Post to Paid to 404-737-2767. And the best news is just $37 a month. So hurry up, send me the text. I'm looking for it now. No, it's farm. It's,
yes.
It's farm raised, but not the kind of farm that you're talking about. They call these food labs farms.
Exactly. Like
you walk into a building with air conditioning and that's
that part is not the same.
It's not the same. Mm-mm. Wow. Okay. So you wake up in the day.
Yes.
Tell me about a typical day in your shoes. Is this entrepreneur, this mogul, like I don't even want to say boss, you are a boss, but tell me about the mogul. What's the day in your life look like?
Okay, so a typical day on the farm would look like me getting up before everyone else gets up because I have to have that time for myself. So I'll go next door, work out in the gym. After I do that, then I'll do what I call high vibe writing. So it's like 12 minutes of just letting it rip. I talk shit. I curse people out. Curse out the person that ran me off the road. Whatever it is that's on my chest, I get it off.
Okay.
Write it out for 12 minutes, burn it. That like neutralizes that.
You really negative. Burn it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like F them hoes.
This bitch, fuck that.
Y'all, you better.
Right.
And then you burn it.
And you will be amazed at how you feel after you do that. It's like a weight is being lifted off your shoulders.
Teach me.
Yes.
Teach me.
Yes.
No, because part of my morning routine, I journal every single day, but I'm super intentional in my journal that I keep.
Uh-huh.
My rule is not to journal about the things that have gone wrong.
Yes.
I only journal about the outcomes that I desire, right?
Yes.
So this is what I'm working on. This is vision that I want to explore. These are things that I'm interested in.
Yes.
That's that man that I'm about to see what's up with.
Right.
You know, those kind of deals. But what do you do with those negative thoughts? What do you do with the hurtful moments? I'm about to
There
burn.
You go.
Let it burn.
Yes. That's
burn
what you do
the
with
bullshit
them.
Is what I'm going to call it.
Literally. And you do that before you do your other journaling, because you are supposed to keep those things. So after I do that, then you do the 12 minutes of the positive stuff, the stuff that you want to call in, the stuff that you want to hold on to. Yes.
I'm imagining like the 12 minutes of the negative stuff. I just got the visual of Angela Bassett and waiting to exhale when she lit the match on the car and she walked away like, and what?
Right. Exactly.
12 minutes. I'm calling mine burn the bull-ish.
Hey.
Real. Yes. Okay.
I love it.
Then we're going into 12 minutes of the positive energy.
Exactly.
Get
the
your
stuff
mind
that
right,
you,
Donnie.
Exactly. What you want to call in, what you want to hold on to.
Yes.
Yes.
Drinking this is good. Okay.
Yes.
And then what?
And then I'll probably go outside, taking my shoes off, walking around barefoot.
Okay.
Go back inside. The kids are probably getting up and getting ready to go to school, which is on the farm.
Okay.
So, because they're homeschooled.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're just walking them across the land.
I'm just talking to them. I'm just talking to them and just dealing with them before they go and do their thing. And then I'll probably go and check my emails because there's always work to do.
There's always work.
Always work to do. And I'm like, and I try to limit my time to that because I always say, man, I'm ready to go outside and play.
Mm-hmm.
But my going outside to play is going and like
messing around in the garden or going and messing around with the animals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So after I do that, I'll probably take a break, and that's what I'll do. Go outside, play with the animals, play around in the garden.
Yeah.
Just do stuff that like really kind of fills me up.
Mm-hmm.
And then shit, after that, it's probably time to eat or something, you know? And then I'll see the kids like throughout the day, excuse me, because they're, you know,
right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, so the day, the afternoon can just be whatever the afternoon needs
exactly.
to be. Do you then have a nighttime routine? Like,
oh, so the one that I've been trying to incorporate into my nightly routine is one of the self-pleasure practices
okay.
where the lights are off. That's and I'm fine. Really just, yeah,
that's fine.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Note to self.
Yes.
Note to, okay, she said nighttime. Let me write that part.
Yes. Because it's good, because it's good to really get into that mood, have that time with yourself. I tell the kids, hey, look, don't come knocking on my door. Mm-hmm. Like, leave me alone, please, for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm meditating. Leave me alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Mommy's meditating.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's amazing.
Walk
yeah.
through that door if you want to.
Right.
Trauma ties. Okay.
Yes.
I love this so much. Yeah. Okay. So I'm definitely going to make some adjustments in my daily routine Aww. To see how it, because how it the releasing, the burn for yeah. me is the biggest part that I took away from your routine mm-hmm. because sometimes like I teach, you know, meditation yeah. and the importance of affirmations and reading them out loud and frequency. And, you know, it, for some people, it does kind of edge upon that this is weird mm-hmm. stuff and I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Because what they don't really hear in that is what they do hear is doing these things can protect you from absorbing so much of the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't hear, well, when the negativity actually penetrates, what do you do with it?
Right.
And yes. that burn, the bullshit.
Yes.
That's what you do with the negativity.
Yes.
Girl,
yes.
So I live in a high rise and I can't go outside. I'm going to go on my balcony.
I was just going to say, you can do that. You know something I've done before? What's I that? Had a piece of aluminum foil and the oh, paper yes. that I burnt on, you I burnt it on the aluminum bitter, foil.
Give me in, burn the in aluminum foil.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about it. I just bought this faux fireplace thing off Amazon and it's meant for my nightstand,
uh-huh.
but I'm about to take that outside.
There
and
you
sit
go.
It and I'm you better. All I need now is a little cannabis.
Hey, I got you on that too.
But all I need now, like, I just feel like I need to fully emerge into yes. the lifestyle.
Yes.
I love that. What are you most excited about right now in this, at this time in your life? What are you most excited about?
Oh my gosh. Really just like sharing everything that I've learned. Cause it has helped me so much.
Yeah.
Like even with the cannabis stuff, like I'm opening the dispensary on like 4/20.
Okay.
So that is something that I just, oh my God. Cause the vision I have for this building and what I've been through to get this vision, mm-hmm. like to bring it to life has mm-hmm. been, it's been a lot. So that is probably like the one thing that right now I'm just like, I can't
Are
wait.
Are you having a big grand opening?
I am.
Okay.
So I'm doing a soft opening on 4/20, but I'm having a big, I'm calling a celebratory grand opening
okay.
later. So,
okay.
yeah.
I got to be at, I need to be
yes,
at one of the openings.
I'm
Whichever
sending,
one,
I'm,
I need to be at one of the openings.
I'm sending an invite.
Sure, not both. Let's make it to the openings.
Yes.
I want to be open at the opening. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not really into like cannabis and things like that.
Yeah.
And mostly it's not that I don't believe in its medicinal benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful where you source stuff. And for
yes.
me, it's been more of a fear of, you know, they're lacing
yes.
what's supposed to be good for you with all kinds of dangerous
all kinds
things.
Of stuff, yeah.
So I love that you are going into this space and creating something that is safe.
Yes. Organic,
mm-hmm.
clean, safe. Mm-hmm. And I'm educating our people. I'm educating the people that are coming
yeah.
forward. Like, because
yeah.
you need to know about what you're getting into, mm-hmm. you know? And also, on the other side of that, I'm destigmatizing and removing the taboo from cannabis use by educating people, you know?
You came out of retirement.
I did.
You came out of retirement.
I really did. I swear.
How long were you in retirement?
For about 3 years.
Okay.
Yes.
You're out of retirement.
I'm out of retirement.
But you're not tiptoeing out of retirement.
No. Oh, no. I'm blazing the trail right now.
You said, girl, I'm back in the workforce.
Yes.
Sign me up. I'm here doing this thing. Like you came back swinging.
Yeah.
Two businesses.
Yes.
I'm imagining that you're everywhere right now, just letting people know, bringing awareness. Like you're everywhere right now. Right?
Yes, I am.
I've seen you
I'm just playing.
Right. I've seen you on TV shows. Yeah. I've seen you on radio shows. Mm-hmm. I've seen you on podcasts. Like, what mission are you on right now?
Educating the world and like really just sharing what I've learned. Like the amount of money, and you know this, or I'm pretty sure you do, that you would spend for this knowledge that should be fucking free.
It should be free.
You know what I'm saying? And that, like, I'm just going to say, like, I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, like, learning the things that I've learned to be in the space that I'm in. And I'm like, this shouldn't be like this. Mm-hmm. And so it's my goal to make this available to the people, make it accessible.
Yeah.
Like, that's really, like, that's what I'm here for.
That's what you're here for. Listen, I feel you on that. 1 year, I believe it was 2021, I spent over $100,000 that year alone in mentorship and education, and why didn't we get this in school?
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said, I know, you know,
I like know this. I saw a story on Instagram. And you know, you don't ever know how much is true, but I did look at this. Two little girls, in like middle school or something, solved the Pythagorean theorem.
Wow.
The A squared plus B squared equals C squared. And the first thought that I had was, because the world is going crazy about, oh my God, they finally solved the Pythagorean theorem. And the first thought that I had was, this one already solved?
Learn this shit is,
why are we learning this? Nowhere have I ever had to implement the freaking Pythagorean theorem. Man,
let me tell you something. I've said this in several other interviews. I was like, I don't care. As long as my kids know how to fucking count money. And you know what I'm saying?
Taxes.
And I'm good. All that old extra shit. That's another big reason why I have them homeschool. Mm-hmm. That shit you don't need to use.
Because never in my adult life have I gone to a structure and said, wow, the obtuse angle on that.
Man, like for what?
The way that isosceles angle is, you know, like, wow. Like they really put never have I discussed a rhombus.
Never.
I am actually, in fact, surprised that I remember that terminology.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't know where it's coming from, but send it back because that's not what I need. Teach
at
me
all.
Accounting.
Yes.
Teach me finance.
Yes.
Teach me how to manage my credit.
Yes.
Teach me how to make money actively and passively.
Yes.
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 These are the things that we should be learning. And I'm starting to see, like Harvard and Yale and other universities, I'm starting to see that they're offering like these free classes to, you know, business and things like that. But we should be learning this at such a young age.
Such a young age.
And that's the reason that I believe strongly that there's such a huge wealth gap.
Yep.
There's such a huge wealth gap because, you know, the bottom line, the truth of the matter is, when it comes to whites and blacks, white people are just way further along in terms of financial wealth, building generational wealth. And I believe now we're in our season. We're catching up.
Yeah.
And it didn't start that way. If you understand history, it didn't start that way. We were robbed. Right. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is all of the resources are going into white neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. All of the access are going into white neighborhoods. All of the invitations to the table go into these white neighborhoods. And you got to really be connected on some level.
Very.
And if I could tell parents, you know, anything, the success of our children really starts with us.
It does.
And while I don't believe that it's up to us, because I strongly believe that our kids are born looking like their parents, but they die looking like their decisions.
Ooh, yes.
I believe that.
That's,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You're born looking like your parents, but you die looking like your decisions.
Yes.
So while you can be born into a non-ideal life or environment, the decisions that you make along the way can literally change everything.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Why do we have to birth them into non-ideal environments. That. We know better now.
Yes.
We got the internet.
Yes.
Social media.
Yes.
We got the Drika Gates of the world who's out here just sharing. We've got podcast platforms. We got all the things.
Yes.
The priority should really be us stepping up as parents and saying, this may have impacted my generation. This may be in my bloodline. This might be in my DNA, but it won't go past me.
Yep.
Like it stops here.
It does. Mm-hmm. And that's the space that I've been in for the past couple of years. Like, this is it. No.
This is it.
We're not doing this again.
We're not living for anybody else.
Nope.
We're not suffering.
No.
We're not dimming our light.
No.
We're not doing any of those things. We have voices.
Yes.
We deserve to be heard.
Yes.
What are you teaching your daughter about using her voice in this male dominated space?
Oh my gosh. Sometimes I want to wring her neck, mm-hmm. but I'm like, no, I need you to stay like that. Mm-hmm. Because when I was growing up, and you probably experienced the same thing, we were told to be quiet. Often. We were told not to ask questions. Mm-hmm. We were told because I said so. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I don't, with my daughter, she will ask me a million questions and drive me fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I need you to stay like that. Stay like that. And everyone around me, I had to tell my mom, she was like, well, she was being smart with me. I said, no, she's not. I need her to stay like that because she needs to be able to speak up for herself mm-hmm. when she comes of age and when she's an adult and when she's out on her own. I don't want her to be like me and afraid to speak, mm-hmm. afraid to stand up for myself, mm-hmm. you know? So that's what I'm doing with East right now.
I love this.
And what I've been doing.
I love this. I want you to think about your life as we're wrapping this up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have years of experience just in so many different things. Mm-hmm. What are you most proud of right now?
Oh my gosh, just the person that I am today and just really how I'm able to just life. Mm-hmm. Like, I swear to God, that is what I'm most proud of today. Mm-hmm. Like, you can throw shit at me all day long. I'm over here, like, knocking it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Really just the space that I'm in today. That is what I'm most proud of. The human being that I am.
Do you recognize the inspiration that you are?
Yes. You're giving me, I just had chills again. Yes. And that's why I came out of retirement.
Yeah. No, people will tell you like, oh my God, you're great. You're mm-hmm. beautiful. You're all these things and you feel it and you're so grateful. You're so appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something different about you, Drika. Like, mm-hmm. this is our first time ever meeting, our first time ever having a conversation, and you've got something special
mm-hmm.
on your shoulders. And I wonder, when I meet people like you, like, do you know that you're the one?
Oh gosh, you're making me cry.
Seriously, like, all by yourself.
Yes.
I know that you've contributed in great ways to so many efforts, but all by yourself, do you know that you're the one?
Yes. You're making me cry. That's why I said, and I wasn't even joking, but that is seriously why I stood up. Kia and Shannon both know, like, I sent out a text. I was like, I'm not playing small anymore.
Mm-mm.
Like, I sent them that text. And like, ever since then, I've been like, pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
Pedal to the metal.
It was so important for me to dive into your journey today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Into like this, because this is about you now. Yeah. You have entered your season where you've been great for a long time.
Yeah.
But this is about you.
Yeah.
And everything that you've been able to do in your past and everything that you'll continue to do, like, mm-hmm. Duplicate this same, like, bring that same beast mentality and that same beast energy into what you got going on, because there really is something special about you.
Thank you.
The world deserves to see that,
mm-hmm.
and you deserve to feel the world seeing that gift inside of you.
Oh,
seriously.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah,
oh,
for, my sure. Gosh. For sure. You said that you are on this journey. Mm-hmm. Right now, and you're getting out and you're sitting down and having conversations. I hope this has been a good one for you.
Oh my gosh, this has been amazing.
I hope this has been a good one. But you said, I asked you why, like, what's the point of it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, because I have something to share.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that's on your heart to share that we didn't cover today?
I mean, I fear, look, she, you know, she's so, I mean, Kia's over there with the doula thing.
Are you a doula?
I am. I'm a birth doula and a hypnobirthing childbirth educator.
Swipe through those notes over there. Let me see what else you got.
So
But again, that's just a part of me just wanting to educate our women. Like, I hear so many women with like these horrible birthing stories, and it's just like, it doesn't have to be that way. Mm. You just have to educate yourself, and also get some people, get you a doula. Back in the days, the women were there to support the women. Mm-hmm. We weren't depending on our men to be there
when
helping us.
When it was time to have a baby, you were surrounded by the women.
Not the men.
Not the men.
So, yeah.
Who are over there and can't handle it.
Exactly.
They need a stretcher too.
That part. I'm like, send them to go get some food. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Yes.
So, that's a good point. I never thought about it like that. Like back in the day.
Back in the day.
You were surrounded by women.
Women. Women supporting women.
Women supporting women. And it's such a safe space. And not to knock the men who genuinely want to be there and take the time. But there's a reason.
There's a reason for that.
There's a reason for it. Every time I think we're ending the conversation, there's another layer. Do you have something else? You got something else on the screen?
No.
We're good? Doula. Okay, so I'm imagining that we can't just hire you to be our doula.
No. I would love to. It's just so, like, with what I'm doing right now, I could not be there and fully be, like, supporting someone because I'm all over the place. But I have done it for three women, and my sister-in-law, who she's a part of the team as well. Like, I was there for her birth last September. Oh my gosh. Like, I just love it. I love bringing life.
You are life. Yes. You are life magnified. You represent living things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, seriously. Like, yes. Your energy is alive. What you're working on is a vision for life.
Yes.
You are producing life. Like, you really represent living things. That is so awesome.
Thank you.
I have loved this conversation. I hope that you guys have loved this conversation. Jerika, tell everybody, your Instagram and all of that will be in the description.
Yes.
But what do you want us to try first? Like, where do we go to try something?
Oh my gosh, get to know yourself better. Mm-hmm. Have fun with yourself. Mm-hmm. Explore yourself. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I've been doing. I'm just having fun right now.
Love on yourself.
Yes, love on yourself.
Particularly at night and without the kids around, okay?
That part.
You guys, this has been another amazing episode of Full Transparency. This is like in my top fives for sure.
This has been my, up there. Yes, yep. This has been like the best.
This has definitely been in my top five. And I've got I've done hundreds of interviews at this point. So we got to bring you back. Like, I want you to come back once the wellness brand, is taking off more. I want you to come back after the cannabis brand is open. And when we're like, we just need to have girl talk, like
I'm
some
down.
Segments for the women. And girl,
I'm
listen,
down.
Y'all, I need you to comment right now. What part of Jerika's testimony, what part of her journey stood out to you the most? What has you pumped up and ready to go? I wish y'all could feel how my heart is pumping, how I cannot wait to get home and just start discovering and making some changes and identifying areas in which I'm going to do a new thing to get a bigger result.
Yes.
Because we're not dimming our lights
anymore. We're not
dimming our lights anymore. On the count of three, that's how we're ending it. Don't dim your light. Shine, baby, shine. On the count of three, that's what we're saying.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Don't dim your light. Shine, baby, shine.
Let's go. We'll see you guys next week.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.